Okay, Radio Krishna. Important statement. We here in Radio Krishna currently and historically working to get the voice of truth out here in what used to be the ether, but it's now something quite extraordinary. We used to reach a few thousand people with our broadcasts, mailing around cassettes in between our temples to broadcast through four cities or something. And here I am, and the whole world, billions of people, can look at this and understand me if we have subtitles. Which is easy to do. Yes. We started in 79 and here we are now with this. But what I want to say now, what I have to say now is also after speaking to the very founders of this Radio Krishna, we are getting old, you know. And so I'm speaking to you youngsters out there. Yes, you. You know, we started all this way back . It was something good, and it still is, and my conviction is or our conviction we can say is that it can be much, much, much better than then. Back then we had to work hard and pay money to reach a few thousand people, and now with some sound . First, not even stereo. And here we are. High class video and audio. and e-books and whatever at hardly any cost at all for production nor distribution. Come on. Wake up, kids. Sankirtan's calling. Lord Chaitanya's calling. Sankirtan Ki Jai. Get the good message out there. And just as I am getting it, my message here, or our message here to you now, you can do so too. And now I'm talking here, Priyavrata Das. A year ago or so, I just got inspired, I guess. To put all those couple of thousand or so old Radio Krishna programs from our archive boxes online. So I have a server. We have a server out there now. Sponsored by this guy and whatever donations we can get in, because that is more and more needed now. Well, those 2,000 are now the Radio Krishna server, and we are here on YouTube. Since I'm an old, you know, I used to work as a web developer, I thought, why not, while I'm making this Radio Krishna player app. That you can find here in excess of those 2,000 eventually programs right at your fingertips. Why not on YouTube? What used to be radio, after all, is so much of it turning into podcasts now. So yeah, built this too, and well, that's my service, my contribution. But you know, it used to be in the old days that, yeah, I know, this guy is in charge, he's taking care of Radio Krishna, that's his service. And then you stand there alone with responsibility on your shoulders over a project. Need to, you know, get the money together for equipment and do the production. And if you don't want to do it all yourself, producing every program and talking in every program, you have to inspire others to get involved too. Which we did. So there on radio-krishna.se you will find quite a few nice devotees who made their programs. And you know, why I'm sitting here talking is we could do that again. And when I built this channel and all that and started up, it was just that, a startup. And that's my service, and said it all along when some devotees started treating me as Mr. Radio Krishna, that no, I'm just starting it up and to my ability serving to provide equipment. I mean, we have a studio downstairs here in Brahmakund where you can go and record a Radio Krishna program. Yes, you devotee who has learned something and who has something to say. Or just sharing your experience on this path of bhakti yoga. Which I'm quite sure others will love to hear about. After all, it's much about sharing, not preaching. Yes, you, the sheep in my herd, my congregation, I am hereby telling thee the daily absolute truth. So listen now as I preach to you. You know, on Radio Krishna, I always liked it because it wasn't like that. More personal, more for real. We sit down, people call in sometimes and we discuss, and it's alive and dynamic, and I think that's why people liked it and still do. And you know, we can do that again. It's easy, you know, I can have a phone here on my table and I could have a live stream broadcast right here on YouTube. And yeah, same thing, but global, the whole planet can call in and we got picture too. So sometimes, you know, I'm just at home wanting to jump up and down and scream, "Hey, devotees out there, wake up! All Sankirtan men and women, wake up! Don't just sit there waiting for dying. Get out there and share all your experiences, the good stuff. And no, don't stiffen up and go all preacher priest. We had enough of that stiff stuff. Let's just be ourselves. Be personal, share our personal insights and experiences for the benefit of everyone out there, and for each other and ourselves. Well, that's why I do this. I speak to myself and remind myself of how good and nice and valuable this bhakti yoga actually is. And especially to this, you know, some older devotees kind of little younger generation than mine, I think, who may have had not that experience, but more, you know, the usual cult joining religious group experience and working, collecting money for the leaders and all that. Yeah, I mean, we went through that one too, and I hope it's not that way anymore. Maybe now we're more congregational members, supposed to give donations to the leaders. But, you know, it's really about bhakti yoga, sharing this wonderful knowledge. Not being member of the right group and organization, or following this or that rules and principles and regulations, and but, you know, how to be a devotee for real. I mean, personally, practically, the way I think, the way I am, the way I feel about myself and the world and others and God and all of everything, this world I'm in, it's, gosh, it's God, it's Krishna, Radha Krishna expanding, and whew, we are all part of this amazing pastime. So, you know, there is so much to speak and show here. But again, down to the reality, I'm aging, we are aging. And yes, some of the old stalwarts here in Radio Krishna, they kind of told me, and I understand it perfectly well, that I think maybe I'm done with all this, and now I'm just growing old here. I need to take care of myself too, after a lifetime of caring for others. So, if you find that, you youngsters, in us, oldies, then please give us that. And, you know, just send me a note to call me. You know where to find me. And, you know, I'll share my knowledge that I have and my experience with this YouTubing and videoing and audio recording and radio and podcasting and all of that. You may know more than I do about some of those aspects, and I may know something I learned from some old professionals in the media world during like 45 years or something. So, you know, we oldies, we have, but, you know, for instance, you come here, you can borrow equipment, go visit some devotee in their home. This is what I wanted to do, but I realized it's for someone else to do. Just by driving around, I get tired nowadays. Like I experienced last summer. So this is a reality check, you could say. And I'm saying, you youngsters, you have energy, you have the go in you. Take some cameras, do what I did last summer, go visit devotees in their homes. I teach you how to put this equipment up, how to operate it. It's very simple, and you can get this same result as I get from an hour or so of me showing you how to do it. And then get your own equipment, it's not that expensive. And you know, and what we have here, what I am basically these days establishing in my words and my desire, and soon I hope, if I get some help with that too, legally too, is a foundation. That will own all this equipment and, well, it's not very much, but something, and care for it after I'm gone. So well, it's called the Sankirtan Foundation. And if you find this interesting, then just get in touch with me. And you know, I'm not here to tell you what to do or how to do it, but you know, it's all about network and teamwork and helping each other, encouraging, sharing, and criticizing sometimes too, so we get better. This is how people work these days, and these many of these independent media production fields. So yes, you are invited here. Listen up, and if you hear this and you are the only one among 30 people who hear it, then please just, you know, click on share or whatever and tell your friends. And because I know some of you already are going in media, film, whatever, educations, and but you know, this media landscape today is rather broad and inclusive of, you know, different forms of media and channels, so there is so much to do. But here we are in Radio Krishna, and I invite you, because it's simple. I'm doing this at the side of other things I'm doing. Just sit down, you can have your mobile phone, just talking a bit, and then click upload, and there you are. It's online on Radio Krishna Sarya. So it's easy, and it, we have found, and I think it's quite true, that today, and I'm convinced that it will be even more so in the future, what has the greatest potential of becoming popular, it's not necessarily advanced productions, you know, with scripted movies and all of that, by advanced, elegant production teams, you know. But just a person who is for real, who's just not making anything up, and who is not an AI being or anything, is just on the opposite side, someone sitting in their home, and here am I, and that. And I'm looking at such people most of the time nowadays, people who are good in certain fields that I respect, and I just listen to them, and it's personal. So, and if you look at Radio Krishna here, you will find that we're kind of doing it that way. And so can you. So, I mean, there are, I have a few things that, where I can see that someone could come here and take care of, take all, in charge of, you know, projects, program ideas. For instance, the one I mentioned the other day, to he's taking Prabhupada lectures, videos of Prabhupada talking. Formatting them nicely, putting, you know, nice big text to what he's saying, and one can do all kinds of things to make them very attractive to look at and easy to access, because sometimes it's hard to hear what he says. And you can make subtitles in every language in the world practically, with quickly by AI. And so this is a project for someone sitting in their home, and just you can work with your little computer, and it's easy to do. Don't need much. So then maybe when I'm saying this, you feel like, yes, this could be my thing. Just get in touch with me. Or you could feel that, oh, that could be his thing or her thing. I'll ask her or him. You know, and then you're helping out by gathering that team, you know, the nice cooperative teamwork that we devotees, well, that we always used to have, and that of course you probably have more than we. But yeah, here's one of them, Radio Krishna. So yeah, what do you say? Let's know in the comments down here, or send a mail here. Click, click on the link. Or speak to your friends, or share, or like, and subscribe, and all of it. And whatever you think about what we old-timers do here, guys like me, you can probably do it better. So yeah, let's, you know, show us. And if you other old-timers are sitting there looking at what this guy and others sit and say here, and you disagree, and I know better, and get out here and let's have a debate if you want that, to just tell us where things are at. And this way, we help each other. Find and live the truth, and nothing but the truth. Okay, thanks for me. Hare Krishna. You know, these words I'm actually speaking while taking a walk into my mobile phone, and I just have some AI subscribing it down, transcribing it to my screen, and I'm using it as stolpar.